Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I seriously ask the question, where would you rather be than
That's
right
true.
here with us, right here, right now?
That's true.
Joe, we come to you Tuesday after Tuesday after Tuesday. Some of you can't get to it on a Tuesday, so maybe on a Wednesday, Thursday, it doesn't matter. Joey D has joined. Mikey V has joined. Fellas, how are we?
Great.
Excellent, Bob.
Wonderful. Never better. Never been better, ever.
I feel tremendous.
So? We got a big week one officially in the books.
Good opportunity to say thank you to all the first responders out there that continue to lay their lives on the line day in and day out, selfless service, and to all of you who are affected personally or, you know, through third party by 9/11, as all of us were. I'm sure I remember exactly where I was that day.
Where were you, Mikey?
I was in high school. I was in chorale, actually. I was in singing class. And funny enough. And I remember it very vividly because we were
grade
on
10,
top.
Right? Grade 10?
I think it was, yeah, I think so, Joe.
Grade 10.
I think 10 or 11, yeah.
It was
and,
grade 10 for me.
And I remember we were up on like a hill. The school was like up on a hill a little bit and in North Jersey. So you could see the skyline very, very clearly from where we were. And it was insane, man. Like, I just remember them turning on the radio in class, and back then radio, right? So that shows you how long ago this was. And we were listening on the radio and we were looking outside, and I was just like, yo, this is like, I was just, I didn't even know really how to comprehend it. And then I remember my father coming to school to pick me up. And that's when I knew it was very serious, because I never got pulled out of school early, ever. Like, my parents were never the type, like, we'll come and get you. Never, ever, ever. You're staying in school the whole day. Unless you're like on death's door, you're staying in school. So when that happened, I knew that something really, really, like, you know, catastrophic was happening, which it was. And, you know, it'll live on, that day it will live on forever. Very important that we don't let the next generation forget about it or not know about it. And, you know, just a history altering day that was extremely unfortunate and horrific. And to this day, it's important we still remember and honor these people, because there's nothing really much more to be said. Everyone knows about 9/11. So thank you again,
Mikey,
all the first responders.
And very well said, Mikey. I could see Mikey, when they pulled him out of school, having a lot more questions than like me and Joey D were. Like, me and Joey D were probably an easy sell. Like, hey, we're pulling you guys out of school. I remember they told us it was something to do with traffic, they said. And I just went along with it. I mean, I didn't know any better. My mom was kept paging my dad, because my dad worked in the city, and he usually gets back to you right away.
Oh,
and he wasn't. And
yeah,
I remember how frantic coming home, and how frantic she was that she couldn't get a hold of him. Scary, scary shit. By the
way,
I
went to school after it happened.
You went to school after it happened. What time are you going to school, Joe?
Well, we're at Pacific time, so we're
the first
before.
Plane. Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
I was in my old house. I was sleeping on the top bunk. Me and Diggs used to have a bunk beds, and then me and Anthony used to have bunk beds, and we used to have a radio alarm clock that would wake us up, and it was pre-stationed to like this radio channel. And the day that I woke up, it was in the news. It was the news. It wasn't music. And I was like, what the hell is this? And then I started listening to it. I was like, whoa, this is crazy. Yeah. So I ran upstairs. Started watching with my mom. And then I went to school after. And then I was just like all day at school. They had this stuff on the TVs playing and stuff. So I actually had a full day of school that day. I didn't.
That's what I remember too. I remember just watching. I got home and just watched TV for like the whole.
It was like not
time.
Real life. It was.
Yeah,
just,
it
was like,
also,
what the hell is this?
Another iconic moment that I remember. Obviously, that was a tragedy. But then, on the other note, a really great moment is when we found out that they had killed Bin Laden. I think everybody will remember where there was that Sunday night baseball game going on. I remember being in college, watching it, and you started hearing the USA chants. Was unbelievable. To, by the way, to my top right shoulder right here, Robert O'Neill, the man who killed Bin Laden.
That was your first interview.
What's that?
Bob's first interview.
First ever interview with the guy who killed Osama.
Actually, second. Fucking Jimmy Tatro was the first one.
Oh, whoa. Come on, Joey D. I remember the first interview I had, Jimmy Tatro was the first one in the same day, and then we had to go to record doing the Robert O'Neill who killed Bin Laden. I had been studying up on it for weeks and weeks and weeks. I was so nervous. it was obviously very meaningful to anybody, but very meaningful to me growing up. I remember calling you.
I was in Paris.
You were in Paris, and
I just landed around in Paris. Yeah.
You remember how excited I was?
I was on the phone with you. It was like 5 a.m. Paris time, which would have been like, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock your time, and you had just finished having drinks with him, and you're like, "This is gonna change my life." This was the interview of all interviews.
And I was, and I remember after the interview, I was getting so prepped up for it. And I spent so much time studying from the time that I knew that I was going to interview him. And then when we sat down, he brought his dad, who I ended up still talk to till this day, but it threw me off because then he had his dad in the interview. And then he turned to me right before the interview started and said, "Hey, I just only want to do a couple minutes on The Operator," which is the book that talks about him killing Bin Laden. So he pretty much didn't want to talk about that. Of course, that's all that I had prepped for. Mm-hmm. That was all that I had for him. I mean, he was in the Captain Phillips. He was there for all of that, rescuing him and all that. But that's all that I would prep for. So I remember thinking to myself, if I can open up his dad and get his dad going, then maybe he'll open up. So I started getting his dad going, and then he opened up. I thought I was like Barbara Walters. I thought it was the best interview I've ever done. I was terrible. If you watch the YouTube clip, it's got over 1 million views.
It was whispering. Well done.
But the questions are good, but I'm whispering.
Yeah.
You know, respect.
Out of respect. But then
Bob had mic issues even back then.
What did he... Damn. That's good. But then I remember I came home and I was like, "Do you guys want to have a drink?" So they came back and I really didn't have anything to serve them. The place was a mess. Him and his dad came back and we were doing whiskey shots. And then I called you, Joey D, and I paced around my block for 4 hours until 3 a.m. I was so excited.
Yeah, wow.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, that's all we got on that. Scott, have you ever seen, Mikey, somebody crack themselves up the way that Joe does?
No, I wonder who loved themselves more, Terrell Owens or Joey D. Joey D is like the Terrell Owens of internet personalities, I feel like.
He really?
Extremely, a lot less
high, wait. High performance, high performing player, can't be denied. There, he's a Hall of Fame wideout, in my opinion, right?
Well, he's not in the Hall of Fame.
He should be.
Maybe you should be too.
You know, obviously very boisterous, very outspoken, and certainly certainly loves himself. Absolutely loves himself some me.
That's well, I love myself extra today because yesterday was a great day.
Here it is.
I'm not rubbing salt in the wound, but there are some times on this podcast, in the history of this podcast, where I've called my shot. And I've gone out and I've said publicly, this is going to happen. And, you know, a lot of naysayers, a lot of people say, no, that's not going to happen. And then, you know, much to a lot of, you know, chagrin of a lot of people, that happened yesterday. And I called my shot. And, you know, it's tough because I love Michael dearly. I love him as a friend and I love him in many ways. But
not top five.
Not top five friends, but he does love you.
Right. It's not about top fives. You
ain't sniffing that altar.
I would say this. I would take a bullet in the fleshy part of the thigh for Mikey V. I would. That's saying a lot. This guy needs to understand that sometimes in life, like, what is the saying, Bob? Insanity is when you continue to do something expecting different results. The Bears are going to continue to bang you. You got to understand this. And the Packers, for all intents and purposes, Mikey V, they have your number. Mm. And I'm sorry, but yesterday was wonderful. It was a very good time. Bob and I had a wonderful day. And, you know, I had to watch.
I heard it was great.
It was phenomenal. Really was. And I tell you what, the Packers, man, they look good. They look very, very good.
Love looked very confident, calm in the pocket, cool in the pocket. I'll give you my regular breakdown of what happened yesterday from a real football mind perspective, if I may. This is an organization now in the Bears that, and you're right, Joe, you know, repeating the same mistakes over and over and expecting a different outcome is the definition of insanity. But on paper, the Bears have done things a lot different than they had done in the past. They didn't overspend on free agency. They got a huge amount of draft picks, a large amount of draft equity, and they spent a lot of it. And they did the right thing, flipping the number one pick But here's the thing: is this coaching staff? I don't know about this head coach, and I don't know. About
I said it last year. Here. That's uberfluous.
This. I tell you what, though, your guy from Green Bay, this Luke Getsy, stinks. He stinks, Joe. This guy's calling passes into the flat every fucking play was a screen pass.
Three touchdown passes.
No. The Bears' current offensive coordinator, Luke Getsy, the former from the Packers. This guy stinks.
Oh, he does.
Stinks.
But the problem
is that
he kept
throwing the ball into the flats, screen passes. Fields was allowed to throw the ball in the air over 15 yards twice the entire game. Two times he threw it. Two times he completed it, 74 yards and a touchdown. They're not like they do not trust Justin Fields to throw the ball at all down the field. They don't want him trying to push the ball down the field. It's very concerning. So here's their options: either fucking bench him. Just fucking bench him and let's tank the season and get the number one pick and get Caleb Williams.
That'd be nice.
Fuck it. Right.
But so Mike, you come on, but you don't actually mean that though, right?
Joe, you're fucking wrong. I don't mean it, Bob.
Mikey.
They handcuffed
the season's over.
But still your no, but Mikey, that's your guy. That's still your boy though.
It's,
but I don't know.
I don't know if
I'm not putting it on Fields. I'm putting it on the coaching staff.
But that's
the coaching staff didn't allow him to throw the ball down the field. Everything was check down. Everything was run when
your offensive
running
line
every
terrible.
First down. Offensive line was abysmal. They were abysmal. They allowed the most.
There's a lot of errors.
They allowed the most quarterback pressures.
Just let him fucking talk.
According to PFF, the Bears yesterday allowed the most quarterback pressures since 2021 in a single game. They allowed the most quarterback pressures since 2020. Not sacks, pressures.
Because last night was worse.
Where the linemen got beat. The worst game since 2021 for offensive line. It was bad.
You know
Fields
what?
Has no chance out there. And then what happens is they play it conservative. They didn't attack the Packers at all. They played right into the Packers' hands. And then when the game gets out of control and they're down 2-3 scores, Fields has to run. Then he fumbles it. Then he forces a ball across the middle that gets picked off because now he's chasing the game. They don't make anything easy. This coach and the offense coordinator, they're on the official hot seat with me. Congratulations to the Packers. They came in and did what they always do to us. They embarrassed us at home on our fucking home opener. And they didn't have Aaron Rodgers and they didn't have Brett Favre. And we had a brand new team for all intents and purposes, a completely flipped over roster. And it still didn't make a fucking iota of difference. And I'm sitting here watching this shit with my family like I do every year, like a fucking jerk off. I should stop doing that. I should stop having these parties. They need to end.
All right.
And that's it. And congratulations
Mikey,
to Green Bay.
You want the good news, though? And I was thinking about this because, like, when you sent you and Dom in the Bears jersey, which was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
By the time Dom is old enough to really, like, comprehend the game, which he will, it's better that you guys suck now and that when Dom can really have a grasp on the game and what's going on, I would think that he's going to be set up in a really good era of Chicago Bear football.
I think so. They've sucked my whole life. Dom.
I know, but Dom, it's not about you. It's about
no.
Dom.
I know that, but how do you know they're not going to suck for another lifetime?
They may, but odds are, with how bad they've sucked, that it's going to come to a point where Dom's
one
in
would
good
think.
Shape.
One would
I know. I really do feel that though. If it makes you feel better, Joey D's got his hand up. Joey D, go ahead.
I kind of agree with Mikey V. I think when Dom comes of age, you should let him pick which team he wants to cheer for. Because just hear me out. I'm not. Dog and the Bears, but if your dad would have let you pick a different team and you maybe didn't choose the Bears, you would have had countless years of less heartache, heartbreak, devastation. And you know, I know that you only want the best for little Dom. I don't know if you want him to experience that.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt the Brownlee Dumb Show to let you know that the Brownlee Dumb Show is brought to you by the fine folks over at Athletic Greens. I use Athletic Greens every single morning. It gives me better gut health, more energy, an optimized immune system, and you just cannot go wrong. It's a terrific way for me to start my day. Athletic Greens supports better sleep quality and recover, supports mental clarity and alertness. You cannot go wrong. It's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition, especially heading into flu and cold season. It's just one scoop and a cup of water every single day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. Just one scoop into some water and you're good to go. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/dumb. Again, that is athleticgreens.com/dumb to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Get Athletic Greens today.
I'll tell you a good team. Dom's a Bear fan, true and true. It's in the blood.
Jets are the team of the future.
I'll tell you a good team for Dom to get into.
What?
Why not make the Chargers?
No.
Chargers?
No, you've got a good quarterback. There's a lot of...
That's one of the worst fan bases in all of football, though. They're not...
In all series, though, Mike...
I have no issue. Listen, I have no issue. Like, yes, I'm force-feeding him the Bears stuff now because he's little and, you know, he really doesn't have any opinion on it. But, like, if he came around, like, in 5-6 years and he started to understand the game and he's like, listen, Dad, I want to be a Giants fan because all the kids in school are Giants fans, or he wants to be a Jets fan, what am I going to tell him? No, you can't. Like,
I think you would.
No, I
would. No, you would not.
You're pretty much living inside of Soldier Field right now. Kind of
goes into the base. Well, that's why it would be a little shocking if he did go opposite direction.
He's a Bears fan.
Now, if he said he was going to be a Packers fan, that would break my heart.
That would really
destroy me. Yeah, well,
that interview is going.
I should send him a little jersey.
Or if he wanted to go to Michigan, or if he wanted to be a Red Sox like that.
Dom had a full ride scholarship to Michigan?
They'll allow it.
Full ride.
If he could get a full ride to Michigan, he could get a full ride pretty much anywhere. So
Hollywood kick the shit out of you if he had a full ride to Michigan.
Bear would put his foot down with Michigan before swallow he would your with pride. The Packers.
I'll pay for him to go to Ohio State.
By the way, Dom, and I really think we should make this part of the program because it's something to keep an eye out. Little Dom's pick of the week. He's 1-0.
Whoa. What was his pick of the week?
His pick was the Niners.
How did I not know this?
Oh, who got banged on the other side is Joey D.
Oh.
Joey D.
Bob, you knew Bob that he picked the Niners?
Bob side texted me asking for Dom's pick of the week, and I gave it to him.
No, Joey, it was late.
Why would you not tell me that, Bob?
Because you were already on the Niners, and you had been on
the Niners. No, I wasn't on the Niners. We were on the Steelers.
You were already on the Steelers. You were on the Steelers since last week. There was no doing.
As of yesterday morning, I was. I would have flipped the narrative.
Little Dom. Well,
Bob, this is a big
wait, how did he how did he give you the pick? What did you do?
I said, Dom, I said, because it was the marquee 1 o'clock game, so I said that'll be the game that, you know, I ask him about. And I said, Dom, do you like the Niners -2 or the Steelers +2? And he said goodbye. That was his first. I said, okay, goodbye is fine, but Niners or Steelers? And then he said 49ers.
I'm telling you,
that
doesn't miss.
Changes everything.
Oh,
Bob.
Joe.
Now you want to talk about something that's in the blood. That's in the blood.
Don't even sit here and try and put that on me. You had the
that's undisclosed information.
I do want is I honestly think we should make a Dom pick of the week. That's how good it always hits to where I am.
Well, remember the one time when we had Notre Dame, then he went to sleep, and then they fucking fell apart?
Yeah, that's
Dom what is like
wanted me to wake a two-year-old up from
the legitimately, yeah. And it was not a bit, Joe was legitimately upset that Mikey V would not
Dom
wake
is
his
like
son.
The Oracle. He knows.
Yeah, but the fact that you were upset at Mikey for not waking his child up during his nap is...
We were having so much fun, Bob. We were having fun.
Yeah. Damn, bro, this guy is absolute. Imagine Listen, Joey D when he's got a kid.
I'll get the pick of the week from Dom. I'll get the pick of the week from Dom.
I think it should be a thing. I really do. It always pans out. I think there should be a pick of the week. I'll tell you what else I think we should do. I think we should get into our buy or sell segment. What did you like that you saw? What did you not like that you saw? I'm going to start us off because to me it's a sell that I honestly, and I'm curious your thoughts on it, Mikey. I worried about this big time, and it happened, and I noticed right away when it happened, and it changes the Sunday football watching experience for sure. It was a big Sunday for YouTube TV. It's their first week having NFL Sunday Ticket. Two gripes. The second one's going to be the biggest one. The first one, when you watch on the laptop, you can't do the multi-screen. So right away, we were facing an uphill battle.
Why wouldn't you put it on the TV?
We have it on the TV, but so we do the way we do it is we do red zone on the big TV, and then right. We have a laptop in front of us with a four box game with four different games going
Why
on.
Why didn't you just flip it the opposite way?
Because Bob wants to have red zone on the big screen.
Red zone.
Well, then you, I don't know if you could really complain about that.
Red zone belongs on the TV. Sure, I can, because with the DirecTV, you can do that on the.
I was not aware of that.
But now, Bob, the YouTube, you can put red zone on, but they have pre-selected games that go with it.
Now, here's the biggest.
I didn't have to use my YouTube ticket yesterday because the Bears were national TV.
You didn't watch any. You didn't watch any red zone.
I had red zone. I had red zone on the bar TV.
Okay,
and then we had a CBS or Fox game on the big TV.
So here's my problem, Mikey, and it's a big problem because it's streaming and it's not cable. There's a delay.
Of course there is.
In the picture. So mind you, during Football Sunday, everybody's on their phones checking their fantasy sim.
That's the problem.
You're finding out that things are happening prior to them happening. It must have happened 50 times yesterday where somebody told us who made the catch or whatever. And I don't even blame the person who did it because you get excited. It's terrible. It totally changes the viewing experience knowing that somebody already knows. It's terrible.
You have to literally, like when I sit and watch a Bears game, I have to stream it because I don't have, well, number one, I never had DirecTV. So I had Sunday Ticket only through the app. So it was on delay. I have to watch it with my phone upside down, screen pointed down because I don't want to get any of the Twitter alerts. And I can't watch Red Zone at the same time because then I know. So, it completely changes the way you have to watch a game. And that's why I say I avoid streaming at all costs. If I could avoid streaming live sports, I avoid it at all costs.
That's the problem. It's horrible. Do you know how many times Joe would be like, oh, touchdown Tyreek Hill? And I don't even blame Joe because I was doing it too.
Now, there should be a few times.
Joe did it more than anybody.
No, Teddy did it the most.
He had a trouble making the adjustment. You know what I mean? But like, I also too, Joey D did not see the field well week one. Hold on, Joe. From a betting perspective, but
thank you.
He would freak out on like highlights that already happened and be like, oh, touchdown. Or like he always falls for, you know, when like there's a fumble, but it's not really a fumble. The guy was clearly down and the player picks it up and takes
it. That's the most absurd shit. They run 80 yards down, the touchdown, the whistle's blown.
Yeah.
That's so annoying.
That happened in what game did that happen?
It happened in
yesterday?
Happened in the Saints game and also in the Colts game.
Saints game and Kevin the safety Byard.
Yeah, he stripped the ball.
But it wasn't though. They and that was to hit that field goal prop that I put out. So I was really livid, but then they called it back and they hit the field goal prop. Well, I got backdoored yesterday on that Viking game before the halftime.
The Saints game we got backdoored on twice. The game was over, then we had a chance again. We had the Saints.
How about that Oregon Duck backdoor cover?
That was the bang me.
That banged me so bad.
Why? Yeah. He had it the other way.
I had Texas plus
I put out
six.
Oregon.
I had it before you even put out the only subs. Because somebody told me Texas Tech was the game.
A lot of people, to be fair, though, a lot of people were on Tech. A lot of people had jumped on the Tech heavy. And my whole thing is, like, in college football, for me, I really go heavy on quarterback play. And Bo Nix is as experienced a quarterback as you could get. And by the way,
he's been in college for 9 years.
I remember him playing at Auburn pre-COVID.
That was a bad beat.
Summer pre-COVID of 2019 against Oregon when he was at Auburn.
I don't know how some of these guys are still in college.
Will Shipley's another one.
I hate bad beats like that, man.
What?
Shipley's with Clemson still.
Yeah.
You mean to tell me?
Yeah.
Will Shipley is
he's playing.
He played
week one. He was starting.
He reminds me of Hunter Renfrow from Clemson because Renfrow was another guy who it seemed like was at Clemson for 80 years.
There's some great, you know, who has 8-year tenured players is basketball. Kansas Jayhawks and Gonzaga will hold on to players for
like that
10 years.
With the mustache.
Drew Timmy.
7 years. And then there was a guy, remember John Ellis III or Perry Ellis? Perry Ellis played.
Perry Ellis is a clothing brand, Bob.
Yes. Yeah. That's okay, though. That's okay.
It ain't Perry out.
So we're selling. Are we selling the YouTube format? Is what we're selling?
We're selling the YouTube format, and I don't think I'm overreacting. Okay. It's a big, big. But
Bob, you have. You're the worst one for that because, like, we had the Packers game on the laptop, okay, Mikey V, because I wanted to watch the Packers game. He literally, in the middle of plays, would grab the laptop. And I'm not talking just grab it. He palms the laptop with his hand on the screen and just picks it up so he can check his fantasy score. And the game is going on. Why don't you check
the fantasy score on the phone, Bob?
That has nothing to do with YouTube TV.
But why do you use the laptop to check the fantasy score?
I don't know why.
I'm using my college email for my fantasy football, and I don't know the password to the email. So the laptop has it saved.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt the Brilliant Lindum Show to let you know that we have partnered with the fine folks over at DraftKings. Go ahead and download that DraftKings app today. Why? Because we've gone 7 months without football, and now we are back better than ever. Ready to rock and roll. New customers who download the DraftKings app today. Use code DUMB to sign up. D-U-M-B, DUMB. And new customers can take home $200 in bonus bets instantly just for betting $5. That's code DUMB only on DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. See dkng.com/football for eligibility terms and responsible gaming resources. Bonus bets expire 7 days after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. We keep the ball moving.
This is a big night for New York Jet football.
They are big night for you, Bobby boy.
This is a big night for New York Jet football.
It's a big night for you, for Aaron, for the world.
Are you nervous? Not a bit. Are you nervous?
He thinks he's lost.
There's nothing to be nervous about. I promise you they're going to lose. I promise you.
Okay. Where are you going to be watching? Are you Couch Bob tonight?
Couch Bob tonight. With Joey D. And Teddy Ballgame.
Wow, Teddy Ballgame.
Great nickname, by the way.
Yeah, I've been calling him that for 2 years.
I think it's great. I think it's awesome. Joey D, buy or sell.
Well, initially I was going to sell Spectrum because it's an absolute dog shit freaking cable company, but they just figured out a way to negotiate with Disney. So we got ABC back for Monday Night Football. So I'm going to spare them. They got spared by the fucking skin on their nutsack. That being said, I'm buying this week and I'm buying the Green Bay Packers back, baby, because we are back, baby. I tell you what, Bob,
I will say this. Jordan Love
looks very good.
I don't mean to stick a pin in that balloon. I don't. Here's what I'm going to say, though. You need Christian Watson to get back onto the field.
Yes.
And I would just.
And Aaron Jones got to be healthy.
When Love faces, I want to see Love face a team that could actually get after the quarterback, because the Bears cannot rush the passer at all. Yeah. And he was very comfortable back there. So I want to see him go up against a good pass rush. That being said, you can't discount his performance on the road in that environment. You can't. He made no mistakes. And that's all really they need him to do. That's really all they need him to do. He doesn't have to go out there and be Aaron Rodgers. Just don't make any fucking.
But I want to be honest, because some people say, oh, Joe's buying them to win the Super Bowl. I'm not saying that. I'm not even saying they're in the top three teams in the NFC. I'm not saying that. But they showed me yesterday that they could be a playoff wild card team, that they're good enough to do that. And by the way, their schedule's coast, bro. They play the Raiders. No, they play the Falcons. Then they play the Broncos and the Raiders. The Lions is the game that I will see how well they are ready.
One week at a time, baby. 1 week at a time.
I'm just saying, Bob, I was very happy with what I saw. The defense looked great. They got a young nucleus of players. And you know what? Hey, by the way, that kid from Iowa, that kid looks fucking really good.
He chased the IT. Oh, man.
I couldn't believe he hit. That is
from Iowa.
Vanessa.
That will go down. We're going to have Ticket play it. That will go down as my favorite
clip. The kid from Iowa. Ladies and gentlemen, the sportsman is here. The sportsman himself. The kid from Iowa. That's why I do what I do.
and you do what you do, Joe, because I could cover the entire NFL with both hands tied behind my fucking back.
One of my favorite. It's one of my favorite. Clips.
It's iconic. How could I change?
Mikey V just went off.
Oh, he blew a gasket.
Well, because Joe was like trying to tell me about the draft or something. He was making a couple comments that I thought were a little out of line. And then when you're going to say that, then you say, you know, the kid from Iowa was the first round pick. Like, give me his name at least if you're going to say that.
Yeah. I would like, Bob, at some point we should do like a top five Mikey V blow-ups on me. And just compile them into one video. I think it would be hysterical. Oh,
last week you could get two. Of
oh, he went ballistic
what
on me
last week.
You
last
were in week, foul yeah, mood. Was
there was a lot
you
of were stress
coming back from Staten Island. He's spending too much time in Staten Island.
Yeah.
Staten Island. By
the listen, way, I'm not saying I don't want to say I'm spending too much time, but I mean, like, I had to get home. Last week was my busiest week of regular work. It always is, and it was a stressful week. Go ahead.
Mikey V's, and I don't really see a whole lot of weeks taken off. We did the KFC family feast, and it hit hard. It always does week one. Mikey V doesn't take a week off in the food department, and on Sundays are more of a tip of a cap to Holly V.
Spread yesterday.
It's every week they have an unbelievable.
It's not every a football season. Yeah. Football season.
It's every week.
Was that all Holly, or did she have
that's
assistants?
Holly.
So, well, my dad came over and he brought, like, Holly doesn't make fresh mozzarella. So my father brought fresh mozzarella. He brought some tapenade. He brought some, the tapenade was outrageous. It was the best olive tapenade I've ever had.
Tapenade? It's like an olive, like, spread that you put on bread or.
Bob, right up your alley. Right up
is it really? Because I'm not a big olive guy.
Was it? Now I have a question.
Neither am I.
Really? Was it a black tapenade or was black. It like a green one?
Black.
Black okay, tapenade. Black is better. Black is definitely
black,
better.
Black tapenade. Why is we that? Had the stuff.
It depends on the olives, Bob. Are you doing black or green olives?
These stuffed breads we had yesterday, broccoli rabe and sausage, pepper, and onion were the best stuffed breads I've had. This stuffed bread was fucking otherworldly. Different place we got it from.
Is that from the place that you took me to?
No, it wasn't. It was a different place. But that place, stuffed breads are very good, too.
Yeah.
They're very good, too.
Okay, Mikey V, buy or sell.
I'm selling it. I'm selling Angie's List. Angie's List. Is this like company where it's like a handyman company where you could book handyman jobs through it? But that's not really the story. The story here is last week I purchased a new television for outside because the patio's done. So I, you know, my dream has always been, I always wanted to have an outdoor TV. I always wanted to have a setup outside where I could watch TV just
dream
for
big,
football
baby.
Games.
Dream big, Mikey V. Dream big.
Right. And now I'm there. I got the TV, you know. I got the TV. I didn't make a mistake this time. I bought it direct from manufacturer. I'll never buy from Best Buy ever. I'm either buying from Costco because they'll give you great warranties through Costco, or direct from manufacturer. I bought this direct from the Samsung website. Go ahead, Joe.
I've slandered Best Buy a lot. I went last week. There's a loyal supporter, Bob, who's managing the Culver City Best Buy. He gave me his number. He said, anytime you need a connection, this guy changed my whole perspective on Best Buy. Now, I'm back in on Best Buy because of Josh, the manager.
He will take any DM he gets of somebody off.
It wasn't a DM. I was in the store about to buy something. The guy came up, said, let me take care of you. You provided me with countless hours of laughter on the Brilliantly Dumb Show. I'm an avid. By the way, Bob, it's a supporter of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. I'm giving a shout out.
I think it's great. But
you
like,
tell
like,
Bob and the boys, anytime you need something from Best Buy, I will match or support whatever you need.
You want me to be honest?
And he took care of me very well, Bob. He had a huge discount laid out for me.
I got a Best Buy guy on
I'm back in on Best Buy.
I got a Best Buy guy on Santa Monica Boulevard. That saw me in the store.
I never heard you had a Best Buy guy.
Sure do. He came over. He set up my Ring cams. He set up my TV.
Let us slander them like crazy before.
Well, he's good. He's pretty terrific. But Joe came over yesterday and he had a fucking 75-ounce bottle of Fireball. It was shaped like a champagne.
They call it the
bottle.
Dragnum instead of the Magnum. They call it the Dragnum.
And he got it from the Fireball account. Fireball sent him.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah, of course.
It's like it's.
Yes.
And then the other
thing did it for football season, Bob. It was very generous.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's just classic Joe D. He'll take whatever DM. If you have something to offer him, he will be there for you.
Hey, listen,
I'm trying to build a sponsorship list for us.
I'll be the first to tell you, I've reaped a lot of the benefits from him.
Where is Fireball on the sponsorship? shit, by the way.
Oh, I think they're knocking on heaven's door right now for us, Bob.
The Jets ain't winning today, and we ain't ever getting a sponsorship on this show.
Whoa, don't say that. Fireball loves us.
Never gonna happen. Mikey V made a move on Mush, by the way. What's up with that?
Yeah. Mush does not have an official partnership program yet. They're in the process, they claim, of building. But
that's to their credit,
and well, to their defense, I haven't seen anyone claim that they are a Mush ambassador or a Mush partner.
Until The Rock pulls it out.
Now, did you guys fill out the forms I sent you to get the free Mush from Mush?
You send Mush forms?
No, I sent you the form that Mush sent me to get you guys free Mush.
But I never got it.
Fill it out. Yeah, you never got it. I gave it to both of you. You both acknowledged it. You both forgot about it. So now I'm the only asshole with free Mush.
Do you know who I had?
Nick Colbert probably loved Mush.
Know who I had on the line that's not doing a sponsorship program? And you would have loved it, Mikey. And I didn't want to tell you guys until I got it because I wanted to surprise you. I thought I had it. Haagen-Dazs.
Oh!
What? Yeah.
They're too old school.
They don't need us.
I did that post. I did the post for Haagen-Dazs and they came into the DM. So I started working it for the Braille and the Dump Show. No sponsorship.
I went over to his house like several months ago. He had a box of fucking sauces from Carbone. This guy's got, you talk about me again.
Yeah, Bob
sneakily gets tons of shit.
Well, because Bob gets them.
This doesn't show the world.
Bob, they'll just send it to him. They don't even ask. They just send it.
I'm not at that level of influencer yet.
No, don't play that game. We'll never be. By the way, Joe, don't play that.
Can I finish the Angie's List cell?
I
just want to see this one thing, you know? You know what I feel like? And you too, what? Mikey V? What? Bob's like Peter Pan. We're Peter Pan's shadow, just trying to cling on for dear life.
Yo, come on, bro. What is it?
I'll never be at that level of influencer.
I don't feel that way. I feel like, honestly, you're more of like Captain Hook, Joe, than Peter Pan. I'd feel like you're more like of a Captain Hook type guy. And I'm like the dog that they kept in the doghouse.
Side by, and then we let Mikey finish. That new Peter Pan and Wendy show, the Disney one.
What was the dog's name? Do you remember the dog's name from Peter Pan, Joe? The dog that they just kept in the house. She was an old lady dog.
Yeah, I forget. I just watched a new one, though, the Disney remake. It's very good.
All right, Mikey, let's hear about the Angie's List.
So anyway, direct from manufacturer purchase from Samsung on this TV, 4-year warranty, so I don't get fucking banged. I bought a 4-year warranty. Going to keep, you know. All right. So now, not only Samsung, tremendous free shipping, they also said free professional installation. So I said, you know what? I want to mount this TV on my siding on the house underneath one of the overhangs. Set it up, but it's through third party. It's through Angie's List. Angie's List, okay, your date and time for installation is this. You're all set, all ready to go. Okay. Download the Angie's List app so you have ease of communication with your professional installer. Okay. Morning of comes. Guy shows up to my house in slides and socks to install a television. He's got slides and socks on. Now, my wife is telling me this because I'm at work. Guy shows up to my house. He texts me because they have your number once you're in the app. I'm here. I'm waiting for the other professional before I could begin. I said, there is no other professional. I said, I'm looking at the app right now. You're the only professional that's listed to come to my house today. He goes, no. There's another professional. You're going to have to reach out and figure it out. This is what he says to me. You're going to have to reach out and figure it out.
Just like that.
I said, I have to reach out and figure it out. You're the employee and I have to call your company. Well, it's company policy that we're not allowed to call Angie's List. The professionals, which to me makes no sense whatsoever. Long story short, I call Angie's List. Nobody's based out of the United States with this company. You're speaking
to India.
I don't know who you're speaking to. I'm not gonna generalize. But I'll tell you this: this is not an American based company because it was very difficult to communicate.
You should ask for Angie.
They do part time at Angie's List, part time at Haagen-Dazs.
So I asked him, I said, there's an issue here. I said, there's a major issue here. I said, I have an installer here. And he says, he's not going to start work till the other installer shows up, but there's no other installer listed on my app. Well, what's your name? Well, what's your email address? Well, what's your physical address? Meanwhile, I gave him the order number for every job they delve out has an assignment case number to it. I gave him the number and they still ask me all these questions. Then they tell me, okay, we're going to call the other professional and he's going to be on his way. 40 minutes goes by. The first professional leaves my house and says that my wife texts me. She goes, he's gone. What do you mean he's gone? She goes, he left. I text him. I go, did you leave my house? And he goes, yeah, it took more than 40 minutes. That's policy. I can't wait any longer. And he left. Angie's List. So eventually they called me back, Angie's List, and they're trying to reorganize. I said, fuck you. And I'm canceling this appointment. Don't call me again. Don't call me again. I'm canceling the appointment. And instead I got a stand off Amazon and I put it together myself Saturday. And now the TV's set up on the stand and Angie's List, I'll never use them again. And I highly recommend that everyone leaves bad reviews on the Angie app list because it's a terrible app and anybody who worked for Angie should be embarrassed. And if you're a professional that works for Angie, you should be even more embarrassed because your company isn't even a real company. It's a swindler job out of Calcutta or wherever they're based out of. And it's pathetic. So I'm selling Angie's List. Fuck them.
You should send Uberflus to go fucking manage.
Yeah, he should go work for fucking Angie's List.
You know,
maybe they could hire. All right, does Angie's List have offensive coordinators that can work on Sundays? I'd love to get one off Angie's List.
You got to get two. You can't have one professional. You got to get two off.
That's right, but they're not going to tell you about the second one. Yeah. That's like going to be a mystery guest that just shows up that you're supposed to just magically know about.
There's a thing, and the big ticket used to be one. I've never used Task it, Rabbit. I can't wrap my head around it, but Task Rabbit and the big ticket used to show up to places and just like you just like install shit. Like, he tells me the big ticket has lived 10 different lives. You'll be at the dinner with him and he'll be like, yeah, I lived in New Zealand for 3 years. You'd be like, what the fuck? Like, yeah, he does wild. That. And he
Bob was like, what's that place on the side of the mountain where they have the old? I was like, Bob, that's Machu Picchu. Tickets like, yeah, I did. Tickets like, yeah, I did like a work thing down there for like, you know, for relief and this and that.
Do you know what would be, I think, the funniest thing of all time? I've thought about it. Like when Ticket told me about the Task Rabbit, this is what entered my mind was if you signed Joey D up to be a Task Rabbit.
No, I wouldn't.
And you put like a GoPro
no
on
shit,
him,
you wouldn't. Yeah.
And he had to be the guy to go like install shit.
If he could not install something at your house, I can guarantee you that it's your fault, not his, that he couldn't install it. 100. This isn't the proper equipment. This isn't the equipment I was told I'd be working with today.
He would be the absolute worst.
I'm not a handyman.
Oh, I mean, neither. I don't consider myself one either. Like, I could get it done, but I don't know if I'll get it done properly in the right way. Mikey, so it's like
you're not a handyman, but you're a man's man. And that goes for this. That's the same thing. Like you would be
if you buy a house and you have to take care of a house, you inherently have to learn how to do certain things. You can't just. I mean, you could, but you're gonna.
Yeah,
go,
I would like to
spend a lot of money.
I could just see me and Joe being the type of guys that would just rather like get it so like you know pay for it to where like which is not a good look. Like I think it's better to, you know, learn that type of stuff, and I would like to get a little more handy. You know, what I mean?
Especially when you have
like
a family,
if you buy a house,
you
like you're gonna mow, you're gonna like you're gonna pay to get your lawn mowed.
Yeah, like, by the way, you know who's a great house owner, even though he didn't bought a house? He bought a dentist office, is Jerry Dunn.
Yeah.
Jerry Dunn is a great he knows how to do that shit. He'll get up in the –
Dickie Guess, same thing.
Some guys are built from a different cloth.
Yeah, I wish I had that in me. I really do. It's a really good –
Meanwhile, you have Bob ordering ice cream with freaking dry ice.
having milkshakes delivered to his house. In the middle of the summer.
If you don't think Bob would pay a Task Rabbit to mow his lawn, he'd get the biggest.
I'm sure he would.
Or he'd have like the biggest John Deere, like with all the like compartments and TVs on it so he could watch his stuff.
It's kind of like it's like a Roomba, like you don't even have to do anything.
Bob bought me a Roomba 1 year for my birthday and was like, I got you the best gift ever. And I was like, what is it? There's a Roomba. I got carpet in one. My place is hardwood floors. I got one carpet in my living room, and that's it.
But Joe, it works on hardware floors.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, but
like, I mean, it's not like he's got like a. It's not like he's got a castle to clean.
Mikey, it's just the most random gift I've ever gotten.
Do me a favor, Joe. Can you just get the Roomba?
Like saying, hey, your place stinks and is dirty. Here's a fucking Roomba to clean it.
Wow.
No, that's not why I did it. That's not.
Back then, he used to spend a lot of time at this apartment. This is before the glory days of Bob living in that castle he lives in now.
Whoa, dude. Why do we?
That's good. I'm not saying it's not a bad thing. It ain't a bad thing. It shows your progression
in his castle.
It's not a castle. It's a two
castle
bedroom.
With the podcast room that don't work half the time.
Yeah. Come on. You never used that Roomba. Mikey, if he went and picked up that Roomba, do you know the dust that would be on that thing?
I have it here.
Pick it up. Pick it up. Can you bring it to the camera? Don't wipe it off. Just pick it up as is and bring it to the camera, please.
He's going to wipe it off.
It is going to be filthy. I'm telling you, it is going to be so dusty. You look at this thing. Looks pretty good.
Yeah, it looks a little dusty on top.
Little dusty. Not as dusty as I thought it looked like a fucking cobweb.
Yeah. There's hardly any dust on this.
All right, but that's what we're saying. It's on.
So that means you use it.
By the way, no, I don't really use it. But you know what?
Okay.
I cherish Bob's gift so much that it has not left the center part of my living room. You've given me some amazing gifts. I'm just saying that was one of
some great gifts.
I'm not changing that, Bob. Your last gift that he gave me for my birthday was one of the greatest, most generous things that anyone's ever given me. I'm saying,
what was it, Joe?
Oh, yeah, he wants a little flex.
No,
here.
No, I mean,
it was a gift card to Pebble Beach.
Gift card.
It was a very high end gift card to Pebble Beach. But that being said, is even this gift, which was a random gift, it's dear to my heart. And it's
Bob had to get a deal on that gift card. He had to get a deal.
Oh, come on. I think.
Yeah, come on. Yeah.
Come on. You
know what was dropped in his. It was probably dropped in his
bed. On that gift card, Bob.
It was probably dropped in his living room with that case of Carbone sauce.
Do you know what this jerk off said when he got the gift card? He goes, oh, yeah, this should cover our hotel fee for the night, which is not. I mean,
that's the case, Bob. I was thrilled. But that's the case.
That does more than the hotel, what I got.
Bob, a trip to Pebble Beach, you're spending $2,000-$3,000 a guy.
Well, wow. We're halfway home.
That's what I said. That's what I said.
That's one course that really has caught my eye. You know, even
looks.
It really looks is cool. Nice. It really is
what
nice.
Ridiculous. What a ridiculous.
It has.
The
PGA.
You know that course? That's one of the most
On the PGA Tour video game on PlayStation 5, Pebble Beach is one of the most iconic courses they got.
I'm gonna tweet
it
that.
It really
that,
is.
That is one of the most. This guy.
Caught my eye.
Course.
It's really one of the most notoriously beautiful courses in the world.
That's why it caught my eye.
It caught your eye.
It did. It certainly did. I would say, a dream courses to play, I would say Augusta 1, Pebble Beach 2.
Yeah, that's a good list.
That's what I would say.
That's a course that's really caught my eye.
It has. See, this is the problem with golf, is you get a guy like Bob who's been golfing his whole life. He's so pompous about golf that I say that Pebble Beach has caught my eye, and he's like,
I gotta defend myself.
So
go ahead, Bob.
I am pompous guy.
That's true.
Yeah, yeah.
Why was that so funny that I said it caught
he
my eye?
He thought it was funny is because it was like you saw the way a bottle you said walking it, by.
Hysterical. Let me tell you something. I play goat track after goat track. As long as I'm with my friends, I will play where.
I agree with that. I would play in the middle of the desert if I had
I prefer it. I really do. Sometimes I love the shit courses.
Just if I could get out.
Yeah. And you know what I love? That twilight time, man. Little, just
the
a
golden little hour.
Just a little gummy.
That's one thing I haven't done yet, and I'm upset about it.
Well, it's tough with you because
I
want to
play a twilight round.
Yeah, Twilight's so fun, Mikey V. A couple drinks post twilight with the guys.
I am really. You know what I do now too that I love doing? I take my shoes off, and I get into the ground like
grounding.
If it's a nice
call that grounding. Call that grounding. Literally.
Yeah, I do it all the time. I started doing it in Nantucket. I loved it.
And you know who golfs barefoot? Former Bears Super Bowl winning quarterback, Jim McMahon. He's an avid golfer and he golfs barefoot every round.
It's crazy.
No, I swear to God.
Yeah, but it's got to be when the sun's going to it's got to be in the twilight time that I do it. I love it. I play my feet. It's the best. I feel so relaxed. Now, fellas, I want to get into our top five. It's been a wild podcast. I want to get into our top five. Something that I love to do, and Mikey, you make the call if we could do it or not. I like where if it comes from you. Now, people are going to.
What was that, Joe? Oh, there he is. This poor guy, man. This poor dog's been through the ringer, bro.
Good boy.
Put the Roomba on for the dog, Joe.
Bubba, go grab your bully stick. Get your bully stick.
He ain't getting that stick.
Yeah, he's
that dog. Just leave that dog alone, man. That dog. That dog just wants to sleep.
People are gonna hear this Tuesday. A guy that has been red hot and it's not being talked about enough, is Nikki Diamonds has been giving out winner after winner. Now, if you want the winners, you head on only to the only subs. You head on over to Bear Down Cuz, you get the only subs. But a guy that's also been ripping out heaters, Joey D's got his hand up. Go ahead, Joe.
No, finish, and then I'll go after.
So why'd you raise your hand then?
Because you mentioned the only subs, and Mikey, I got booted out of the chat. Oh, I was having a lot of fun in that chat.
The chat purges automatically.
And I can't come back in now. I thought you left. You
he's not in on the only. Whoa. Joe's not in on the only subs chat.
So I was. I got knocked purges. Out. I don't know if I said something that was discouraging.
No. You weren't kicked out. You weren't kicked out.
The one Packer situation.
No, wait. Hold on. I'm just asking. The chat purges after 7 days. That's Instagram's setting for the chat. You could set it to. You could set it to 29 days or a week, and it purges. But it purges no matter what. The maximum you could hold it is 29 days.
That's disappointing. I was enjoying myself in there, and I tried to come back in the only subs chat. Make
sure,
I can't get in.
So I will make sure that you get directly invited into the next one, because that comes tomorrow when it purges every Tuesday. So it'll purge tomorrow.
So it purges every Tuesday?
Yes. And it's good, actually, because it gives people the opportunity to get into the chat that get locked out. So
why
it's actually
you just increase the amount of people in the chat.
I can't. Instagram caps it at 250. You can't.
I tell you what, Instagram's got to be better.
Yeah. By the way, you could just talk about.
Don't ban me though, because
so to speak, castle that I'm living in, which is not a castle. The numbers that Mikey V is bringing in on only subs. Ship anytime soon, because this guy is big banking, baby. He's bringing in
the fuck
that
out of here,
sour dough.
Fuck you.
I mean, it's great.
How many only subs do you have now?
I don't want to get into the particulars. I mean,
it's good because you want to get to a certain number. It's like YouTube.
Maybe you lost count, Bob.
You know what it is that I think that the guys in there really just love the idea of party betting.
Here we go.
I do. I truly believe that.
Go ahead.
Did you see the difference? Did you see some of the new graphics we're working with this year? You see like the graphics for the picks and the workout of the day? Have you seen that? Pretty good.
The workout of the day one was good. You see the workout of the day one today, Bob?
Nah,
The 9/11 stair.
It was
stair
actually
climb.
pretty good.
Oh, I respect the hell out of that. Better than what fucking DraftKings is. DraftKings should be.
Now there it is. Yeah, look at that graphic.
That's
pretty nice.
That's a pretty good graphic. See.
You know who's making me those graphics, Joe?
Who?
EA Sports.
What?
What do you mean EA Sports?
Oh, Mr. Anderson.
Yeah. Oh, this guy is.
Got
second to none.
Now I'm sending. I'm Venmo.
Mr. Anderson is unbelievable.
I'm peppering Mr. Anderson.
By the way, Bob, if
you're side Venmos,
anything,
he's not working for free.
No, I Venmo him too for the sports. Yep. But he is. I tell you what, Mr. Anderson's like an undrafted, really high agent.
He reminds me of like Kurt Warner. Like that guy might have been working at the grocery store, but this guy could flat out get it done with
the heart of a lion. This guy, he's got the heart of a lion.
He does. He's relentless.
He's unreal.
But fellas, let's show some love to our guy T-Bone.
Well, I love T-Bone. This has nothing to do with T-Bone.
This has nothing
T-Bone's
to do
great.
With T-Bone. I'm
love
just saying
T-Bone.
That Mr. Anderson.
And by the way, E. Anderson sends me stuff too. He'll send me clips to post, like that Jason Bourne post. Yeah. That was from E. Anderson. What I like too is he doesn't tell me
pulse,
when it's
man.
Coming. He just peppers me a video. He'll do like a mock-up thing of Joe. He'll send it to me like once every few weeks and then just hit me with it. And
you
I love
started. I call him EA Sports.
Yeah.
EA Sports.
You know who started doing that? It's Jet, and you've seen the progression of that young man to the moon.
Yeah. Oh, that's how Jet started. Now, if you ask
Mr. Anderson,
you gotta
tell you to go get fucked.
Let me tell you something.
Crawl before you walk, Joe.
I used to be able to ask Jet for any and every clip, and he would send it back. Now, if I ask him for a clip right now,
he would
tell
me
to go fuck myself.
Yeah, he would kill.
Would he really? I think he would.
As a joke, he'll send it to me. He'll be like, "Fuck you," and then send it 5 seconds later. But he will start with a "fuck you."
Yeah.
Jet, if you're listening, you got corporate on us, man. You got real. You get their roots, man.
He said to me the last trip. He said to me the last trip that he was on. He's like, you know, feels nice to have people working under me. And I was like, you know what? You're big time now, Jet.
Good
you
boss.
Really are.
Everything that Jet boss. Wanted for himself, he's gone out and.
No one deserves it more, too.
What's that?
And I said, no one deserves it more than the Jet.
Yeah, he's also a cocksucker, but he also does deserve it. Yeah. Jed, I hope you're listening to this. I love you, pal. All right, fellas, let's go into our top five. Hey, this is this top five is brought to you by Mikey V, and I think a really, really solid one. Fuck. Before we get into the top five, can we ask Diamonds what he likes tonight just to track his picks?
He likes the Jets money line.
I wanted to hear it from him. Okay. All right. Let's go into our top five, ladies and gentlemen. Mikey V, why don't you tell the folks what we're going to be doing today, and then you could tell us who's going to lead us off.
So I think it was Labor Day. I think it was the Labor Day pod we had, or maybe, no, maybe not. Maybe it was the week before we had said that we were going to do top five coming of age foods or beverages. So top five foods or drinks that you just don't enjoy as a child. And then as you get older is something that you like a lot. And that's what we're doing today. Top five coming of age.
Well, I thought it was just foods. We're now doing beverages. I have all foods.
Beverages as well.
Okay.
Mikey, do you want to pick off who's starting us off?
You want me to go first? I'll go first.
Sure.
Number five, I got tomatoes. Tomatoes as a kid, and now I'm not talking about ketchup. I'm not talking about, you know, sauce. I'm talking about just a raw slice of tomato or chopped tomato in a salad. As a kid, I despised it. Now I really thoroughly enjoy it. Number four, give me Brussels sprouts. I think Brussels sprouts are a tremendous side, roasted Brussels sprouts. But as a kid, you know, Brussels sprouts and lima beans, I feel like, always had this notorious connotation to them. But Brussels sprouts at four. Number three, broccoli rabe. Broccoli rabe was something I could not eat as a kid. It was too bitter. The taste would literally like make me gag. I could not eat it. Just could not even, wouldn't even, you couldn't force me to eat broccoli rabe as a kid. Now, I mean, I love broccoli rabe on like a sandwich, especially on like a hot sandwich, is delicious. Number two, give me coffee. Something as a kid wanted nothing to do with. Now every day it's a must. And then number one, give me booze. I think alcohol, you know, beer was repulsive to me as a kid in high school. I had to get acclimated to that. What do you want me to be more specific than alcohol, Bob?
No, me and Joe asked me about this. I almost feel that alcohol shouldn't be in there in the sense of you can't have it as a kid. I think we all would have alcohol at number one.
I don't mean as a kid, as like a 5-year-old. But okay, I could get rid of it.
You know what I'm saying? Well, let's go to the board.
Bump it off. That's fine.
We don't promote underage drinking.
I'm prepared. Bump it off.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, dump it.
So just what I'm going to do now is just shift everything up one. So give me coffee at one, broccoli rabe at two, Brussels sprouts three, tomatoes four. And then at five, you can give me eggplant. That's another something like I just could never eat as a kid. It was repulsive to me. I still don't love eggplant, but I certainly can eat it. Like, and if it's done correctly, thin sliced eggplant, parm, something like that, I do enjoy that thoroughly.
Yeah. Okay. I got no issue with that list at all. I think it's actually pretty good. Joe, any issues from your end?
No, good transition there, Mikey. That was seamless.
Yeah, it's quick. I almost think eggplant was your honorable mention. Now you're out of an honorable mention, or no?
No, I'm good.
Pretty good. Joey D.
Number five, by the way, I didn't know beverages, so coffee's a good one, but I'm not going to change it. I had all foods, so I'm going to stick with what I got. Number five, I actually have tomatoes as well. I hated tomatoes as a kid. Like, my mom used to put tomatoes in salads. I couldn't stand it. Now, I always loved tomato sauce, but as I've gotten older, heirloom tomatoes, cherry tomatoes, big, or like all different types. I love tomatoes so much. So tomato at five. Number four, I've got spinach. Now, you went broccoli rabe, it's similar. Spinach to me, I just was not necessary for anything. As I get older now, like with sandwiches and different things like that, spinach actually, it plays an integral role. I'm going to put that at the fourth slot. Number three, I have avocado. As a young kid, or like even growing up, I didn't like avocados at all.
I don't even let me say this. I don't even remember avocados being around
either.
When I was
it's
a
like
kid.
Almost like
it was like a foreign food
out of nowhere.
Back then.
Came out of nowhere. Avocado.
It's really made a surge.
That's such a good point. It's a dominant food. I didn't even know avocados were around when I was a kid.
I never heard of an avocado ever.
My mom would sometimes bring avocados home, and I was like, "This is the weirdest shit I've ever seen," and I was just not in for it. But now I actually love avocado. I think it's great. And then at, so that was my number three. Number two is salmon or fish. I'll go salmon specifically. When I was younger, like, I didn't want anything to do with fish. It kind of weirded me out. I thought it was creepy. It had a fishy taste. I love a good fillet of like halibut or salmon or anything now. And as I get older, it's so nutritional and it's so tasty and it's so good. Like I love salmon, any kind of fish. So that's my number two. And number one is spicy. Like I don't know how you want to put this, but like either chilies or jalapenos or spicy peppers that like
hot peppers
at all. I didn't like spice. I didn't like the flavor, but now with I inject that shit into my veins. I think good spice in a pasta or a multiple different dishes add so much extra flavor and kick to it. It makes it so much better. And I even put like hot sauce on stuff now. So I would just put like hot peppers or spice. That's my number one.
Tell you who I handle spice better than anybody I've ever seen is back to the Big Ticket. The Big Ticket had a standoff with when we were in Scotland. They're known like that's their best thing is Indian food. And he told the guy, make it as hot as you can make it for whatever you ordered. And the guy looked at him and he's like, are you sure? And Ticket's like, yeah. And the guy asked him again. He's like, are you sure? And he's like, yeah. And
he's like, give it to me.
He can handle the heat, man. Remember when we did the hot sauce challenge, Joe, and he asked to take the hot sauce.
The sauces home.
He took the sauces home and used the hottest sauce. It's crazy the heat he could take.
Yeah, that's frightening.
Yeah, it's crazy. He's a wild boy. And he always eats it. He's got the biggest sweater on you've ever seen. Anytime he's eating something spicy, he's got the biggest, you know what I mean?
Flannel. Like
one of the best clips of all time, Brilliant Umpshow, is when Jersey Jerry did the world's hottest chip, and he's wearing the Khabib Russian hat. It's one of the funniest clips.
He has the milk next to him.
Oh, dude. And he has to give his over-under.
I tried to eat like this wing challenge for Atomic Wings, like hot. It was like eating sweat socks. It was disgusting. Like it just, you know, if you have something that's too spicy and it tastes like a sweat sock, it's just disgusting. It's horrible.
I can't do it. Joe, I had similarities with you on this, and I didn't think anybody was going to have it. I got salmon at five. I couldn't stand salmon. I liked
salmon as a kid.
Really? I hated it.
My grandma always made it with like mustard on it. I thought it was good.
I mean, also too, for me, like it's really any fish. Joe said it. Like I just didn't do well with fish. Unless it was like fish sticks, I guess. But give me salmon at five. Number four, I got broccoli. I love broccoli. Place down the road actually does smashed broccoli, which is what I've never seen before. It's awesome. I got broccoli at four. Number three, this is like a notorious, just bad food as a kid. It's almost like you were punished, is spinach. You hear the word spinach as a kid, you went running for the hills. And then number two, something that I love now, I have it a lot of mornings. It's crazy to say in the morning, but I do, is tuna. I got tuna at two. Couldn't take it as a kid. Joe and the juice, just an unbelievable tuna panini. And then number one, coffee. Coffee you don't like at the age before 15. You can only start liking coffee at like 16, 17, if that. I feel like you just don't like it as a kid. You really – it becomes an acquired taste, I think, to say the least. Joey D, we'll head over to you. Honorable mention.
I mean, I'll put coffee in my honorable mention because it should have been in my top five, but I think it's a great one and I wasn't going to change it. Coffee for me is honorable mention.
Mikey
roasted peppers for me.
Really?
Mention. Yeah, as a kid, I had zero interest in eating a roasted pepper. It was like gross to me for whatever reason. Just had no interest in it. But
I'm going to say something that I can bear now. I don't love it now, but meatloaf. There's no more worse like it's the worst dinner. When you ask what's for dinner and your mom, girlfriend, somebody says meatloaf, there's nothing worse to hear than that. You know what I mean?
It's a tough sell.
I don't know. I thought my mom made a really good meatloaf.
My mom made pretty good meatloaf.
Yeah, I don't know. I know the meatloaf was good. I will say it's the most like unappetizing looking dinner, perhaps. Yeah, it's just a hunk of fucking.
You have it like as shepherd's pie is pretty good.
Yeah, that's a little different.
Yeah, but to me, that's not meatloaf. That's like ground beef.
Yeah, Bob's talking about just a mound of chopped meat. Just
yeah, we didn't do that very often.
Yeah.
It's the word.
You put ketchup on it.
Like stew.
Or some type of like barbecue sauce or something like that.
I think beef stew and meatloaf are the two worst things to hear. That
good beef stew hits, Bob.
Oh, beef stew for like a goulash is unbelievable. You've heard of goulash, Bob. It's Hungarian. It's a Hungarian stew.
Yes. Yes.
Yo, we'll end the show, but what was the snow beef that Joe said
for the Hokkaido snow beef.
Hokkaido.
I am gonna one day.
You live in the mountains of Japan.
Boy. One day we're gonna go to a high end steakhouse, and you guys are gonna try this, and it's gonna blow your minds. It's gonna.
I tell you where we should go in Chicago. We should go to Chicago Cut Steakhouse. That's top. I went with Holly. That's top top end.
You know what?
That's where all the Blackhawks. That would be. That's where all the Chicago Blackhawks go. The Cubs, the Bears. They all.
Is that the Wolfgang Puck's hut?
I don't know.
Yeah, it should be.
Maybe is it Cut or is it? Yeah, Chicago Cup. You know, yeah, Chicago Cup.
You know what we really got to do, and it sucks with it. With we got the breezy Chicago coming up, which Mikey V is referring to. Is we don't ever set a night. We're so busy in those weeks; it's one thing after the other that we don't have like one night free where we can all go to dinner. Which we really, really have.
That's it, Joe. That's it. Yeah.
Whoa, let me see the menu.
The dinner night that we're gonna have is gonna be at Nikki Smig's house. His parents.
Yeah, I'm not gonna be there for that. I'm not going
to. No. We're moving to Saturday.
Oh, you're moving it to Saturday.
Well, I just got to tell his parents. I got to do that.
Bob, you haven't told his parents you got to move the night to play.
You know what? And now I'm going to have to watch Notre Dame, Ohio State in this guy's house. And I don't know how his parents are going to react to my reactions at that game. I'm going to be very volatile.
That'll be great. Volatile. We could go live.
The first ever Bob to Sports we did in Sheboygan, Wisconsin, was with Mr. Smeriglio, Nikki Smigs' dad. He is absolutely terrific. He really is. He gets
cut.
It.
They got a Delmonico cut in here. This is legit.
Yeah, we ain't doing Chicago cut. I'm sorry. Look
at this.
Why not?
Last time we did the five iron event. Joe had to hop out because he ended up going to Carbone.
Yeah, I saw. I remember that.
Jesus Christ, man.
It was one of the best dinners I've had in a long time.
I bet it was. I bet it was. But there was
they got gazpacho soup here too, Bob.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that does it. Another
Lobster Cargo. Are you
another edition of the Philly Dumb Show. Fellas, I love you. I appreciate you. We'll see you next time. Go Jets.